Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously the most critically important issues on the planet. Today on This Is Important?
The dingle dangles and the flippity whops.
The most obese state, there's always a battle for that.
They just whip a dude's diaper off.
Show us your wee-wahs and your hoo-hoos. I want to suck your dingleberries.
Buckle up.
Does it smell like campfire? Until I knew that people were dying and homes were being burnt, when I first moved to California, I would smell that. I'd come outside and be like, I like how just sometimes in the summer it smells like campfire here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funky.
I'm like, oh my God, what a fun smell. I wonder what that is.
Yeah, that's an aesthetic.
Yeah, fires used to be so charming.
Right.
Now they're just something we live with every year.
I've lived in California my whole life, and I really don't remember the fires when I was growing up.
Yeah.
It's that new shit, dude. Yeah. Welcome to the new millennium.
What's up with that? Are we jumping into the conspiracy part of this right away, or?
Yeah. Conspiracy?
About
what
fire?
What are you talking about?
Fire?
Oh, yeah.
Fire is conspiracy to you, Kyle?
Maybe we need to jump into it.
Well, I mean, the electrical lines and how they can pop the houses.
What are you talking about? Maybe. Conspiracy? Yes, they can. Power lines can break.
That is one of the causes of fires.
I'm just saying, I did not have them growing up.
It's from a gender reveal party.
Gender reveal parties.
Is that what it is?
Wait, it's a sex reveal party, right?
Hey, now.
What do you mean? Like an older person?
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's not a gender reveal. It's like you're finding out what the sex of the baby's going to be.
Oh, are we jumping into conspiracies?
So, wait, hold on a minute.
I'm just saying, everyone calls it a gender reveal party, but you're finding out the sex of the child, not the gender.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. Because gender is fluid, and so the sex is the biological term, menology, that we...
So, right. Okay, I guess I don't know what this means. So, gender...
is fluid.
To me, that was always the bing bongs and the hoo-hoos.
Right, yeah, it is. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that is your...
That's where I'm wrong.
That's your sex, correct?
That's my sex. The dingle dangles and the flippity whops.
Wait, which is what?
I do not know which one is which in that language.
There's no cursing on this podcast. We just use fun tittle bits.
When you say dingle dangles, what's your reference in there, partner?
Cock!
Okay.
Oh, you know, the little Bengal tigers and ocelots.
That was like back on game shows when they'd be like, when you're making whoopee with your wife. And they just couldn't stop talking about making whoopee.
Yeah, and that was the fun game of it's just how many times you could say whoopee.
What's the strangest place you made whoopee with your wife? And they'd be like, in the butt.
And then now on game shows, it's what's the strangest place you were... pounding your wife out.
Wap, wap, wap.
Wap, wap, wap.
Yeah, the craziest place she ever sucked your dingle dangle.
It would be cool if it was hella graphic, but still didn't say the words. Where it's like, where's the craziest place you've wrapped rubber bands around the tatatas and then snapped the bingle bangs with the pliers?
I heard.
Whoa.
Your husband's so crazy. How crazy is he? He likes to get his... weep whoop stomped on with high heels.
I heard your husband was so wacky, he likes to get shit on.
Yeah, yeah. Right on the chest.
You could say that. Right on the wee whoo.
In his mouth.
That's okay.
He likes to brush his teeth with poo-poo.
And after you're done, you save the cum and wash your whoopee-whoopee.
You might be a redneck.
Here's your sign.
This is important.
Oh, man. We.
But getting back to conspiracy theories and gender reveals versus sex reveals.
And fires.
Is that the new thing? Like gender, what does gender fluidity mean? Because I know that that's the thing that people say. It's like, no, gender is fluid, but then they do these gender reveals.
They're mislabeled as gender reveals. They should be sex reveals. But
people don't want to say sex.
Sex is your equipment, right? Sex is your equipment. It's what you got.
Okay.
Gender is how you identify as a, you're like, oh, I'm a guy. And it's like, you could have a vagina. but you're like, I'm a guy.
Oh, okay.
Is there like something, because this baby is still being born, like it's still, you know, being made and it can't identify as anything but its sex, right?
It's being cooked in the baby oven.
Here we go. Yes, Kyle?
I'm just curious. I'm walking down the path, just like the map over there. This baby cannot be like, you know what? Sorry, I'm not a pink girl. I am actually a boy.
Yes.
I want my color to be blue out there.
I know, but the people doing this are fucking, they don't care. Okay? They're baking blue cakes. They don't care.
And also, it's not up to the baby. Until they start to talk, they don't get to decide which colors they want on the cakes.
That's just what I'm saying.
But the point is, it's got a dick or a vagina or both. That's what the thing is revealing. That it's got that.
Yes.
And then there's a whole nother reveal down the line.
When they're old enough to decide what they actually want to reveal themselves as. Or not even old enough, but when they actually have the, when they figure it out.
Yeah, 2.5.
2.5.
Nobody cares, by the way. Nobody cares.
It's insane.
No.
Just have your baby.
Just have the baby.
Jeez, just have it.
If you guys had another kid and had a gender reveal, I'd come just to kick it with you guys until you crawl into your, you know, 6-month baby hole.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way I drink now. I don't drink unless some sex is getting revealed. Do you feel me?
That's your revealing sex.
Oh, dude, that's dope.
Yeah. I want to know what a baby is about to be, and I'm going to get fucked up.
That's what's up. I'll drink to that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's some weird pervy Hollywood Hills sex parties that are like, uh-oh, sex reveal.
Conspiracy theories.
And then they just pull a curtain back. It's just two people going at it.
They just whip a dude's diaper off.
Yeah, that's exactly. Time to reveal the sex, everybody. Get nude.
They have somebody in like a big smock and they just tear it off. Oh boy, Hollywood.
Get nude. Show us your wee-wahs and your hoo-hoos. I want to suck your dingleberries.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, that's poo-poo. Sorry. That's poo-poo. Oh,
wow.
That was my bad.
Kyle.
I mean, it's just, you know.
Turning me on.
My bad.
My good.
We'll save a take back for later.
Oh, my bad. Sorry I said suck your dingleberries.
Oh, man. I gotta say, guys, I'm a little thrown off today. I'm a little rocked.
Why is that?
Talk to me.
What's up?
If you notice, I'm a little distant.
Mm, is this because the I like to move it guy died?
That's one of the reasons.
He did.
Blake loved to move it, move it.
Yeah, R.I.P.
I got a troublesome email, kind of rocked me.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, let's not talk about this.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Do we know what it is? What is it?
No, that's improv. Yes, no. That's that's a great improv technique.
Yes, and I also got something, and I'm going to talk about it really quickly. Yes or.
What is it, Blake? Hit us with this hot sauce, baby.
I got an email from Netflix, okay?
Oh,
you got a ooh.
And I'm not talking the streaming service.
Oof.
I got an email from the hard copy division.
Oh, schnikes.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't return Demolition Man.
What the fuck, dude? Like, out of the blue, they're like, do you still have Little Dieter Learns to Fly? Like, if you don't, we need to do something about it.
What do you mean?
Also, what is Little Dieter Learns to Fly?
Yeah, let's unpack that first.
I think we all know.
Has your wife ever made your Little Dieter fly? It's so, I don't know. I still haven't watched it. It's literally sitting on my shelf.
You have it?
Yes, I do still have it.
So you have it. So chill.
So yeah, what's the problem?
But this is what's weird. It's like, when's the last time I've heard from, I didn't even know the hard copy division of Netflix still exists.
Well, obviously you do, because you got Little Dieter Learns to Fly. It was sent to your house.
I've had that for years. There wasn't even like an intro email. It was like, it was almost like an ex-girlfriend from out of nowhere emailed me like, hey, do you still have my potholder? Because if you don't, you have to pay for it.
Leaving your potholder, what? Like,
right.
And it was like, right. I haven't even talked to you in 5 years. Like, where's the like, hey, how are you?
Yo, clearly that girl's trying to get back in there.
Yeah, Netflix has been a little busy, buddy. They've been busy. They've been working on their streaming. They've been working on advancing the industry. They kind of, yes, forgot about the closet that gave out the DVDs, but now they got people there checking it out, and they need Dieter back.
The closet.
In their quarantine downtime, they're able to count out how many Dieters flew away.
Yep.
Right.
And now they realize, hey, Dieter did learn to fly over to Blake's house, and for $15.99, we're going to need that back.
Well, I'm wondering, like, do I still pay for this service?
Yes. It's so expensive. I just canceled it last month because I was getting 3 DVDs, like, at a time or whatever.
Are you kidding me?
But I would probably rotate through the 3 twice a year.
Okay.
So, like, 6 DVDs, I'm paying, like, I think it's, like, $20 or $30 a month.
What?
Whoa. What?
I bet I'm still doing that then.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, like how much has Little Dieter Learn to Fly? How much has this copy cost me? I've literally had it for
hundreds of dollars.
Oh my God.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
Oh, dude, that's going to be the most expensive movie you've ever watched.
Oh my gosh.
You better eat golden popcorn.
Thank you, Anders.
And what, an MTV award?
Yeah, I'll hook you up. Yeah.
Fancy popcorn.
Out of a crystal chalice.
Little Dieter Learns to Fly.
I'm sorry about that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's by Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
I thought it was like something for your daughter, where it's just like, I am Little Dieter.
Like Veggie Tales.
Yeah. This actually looks like really sad. Everyone's like real skinny in it.
It's Werner, man.
I mean, to be fair, this was a Kevin Etten suggested it back in the Workaholics writer's room, like season 5.
Oh, when he was in his Werner. Yeah, he was in a Werner mode.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Werner rocks.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
They don't just keep charging you. They make you pay for the one DVD.
Adam, it's a monthly subscription.
Was there late fees? Or there is no late fees because it's a monthly?
There's not, but you could keep the DVD for...
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Okay. It's not like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Shit.
But they're charging you for that.
Yes.
That is some bullshit, dude.
No, what are you talking about? It's a monthly subscription. It's up to you to return it or not.
I don't even know my password anymore.
Well.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
It's Dingleberry Sucker.
It's suck my dingleberries out of my hee-haw.
And Dingleberries is capitalized.
It just, that doesn't seem legal to me. I'm pretty pissed if I have been paying for this the whole time.
You're going
to
take down Netflix?
Well, this is like an app that charges you and you're just like, what the fuck? I've been paying $60 for this peaceful app for the last 3 months or whatever. It's like, they just get you.
It's through DVD.com, right?
Now
it's called DVDs.com. It's not like Netflix anymore.
I don't know. My shit came through saying it was Netflix.
This is like why all those tech companies are probably like really, really worth a lot of money because people just don't unsubscribe.
It's the same with gym memberships.
Gym, yeah.
Yes, dude. That's the whole thing. Subscription models. Have you ever tried to quit 24-hour fitness? It was like a fucking 3-month process.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Back in 07 or whatever. I had to go there. They're like, the manager has to be here. He's only here at this time. And it's at like when you can't, when you're at work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make it, they also like the second you go, and I'm going to cancel, and it's like, it was $50 a month or whatever it was. And then they're like, it'll be $30 a month, any club in the world. And you're like, I guess I do that for a little while. And then that goes for another year or two. And you're like, I'm literally never going ever. So then you go back in, you're like, hey, I'd like to cancel the $30 a month. They're like, it's $6 a month. How can you cancel that?
For $6, you can play basketball with Justin Timberlake.
I guess I have to keep it. It's only $6 a month. They're like, that's just a sub sandwich. So you're going
to
cancel it?
You get to do a spin class with Lance Armstrong for $3.99 a month.
Unlimited protein boost in your shake.
Okay, fuck. And you never take the spin class.
You get all the immunity boosts you can handle.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm getting some troublesome emails, too, of people being like, hey, Adam, it's Barack Obama. I need your help. And I open it up.
Really?
He needs a lot of help lately. Everybody's needing help and money right now, guys.
It's election time.
Hey, your money.
I just don't like how it's like a senator. Barack's a bad example. but like when it's a senator you've never heard of, like it's a senator from Wisconsin.
A state you've never heard of?
A state you've never heard of.
East Dakota.
And then they're like, we need your help. And you're like, bitch, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the state you've never heard of? East Dakota?
East Dakota.
I don't even think that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me where Pennsylvania is, I've been to Pennsylvania multiple times. I've been there a lot, actually.
Right.
Do not know where it is. If you told me like to find it on a map, I would get in the right area. I would be within a state or two.
It's upper right, right?
But I don't know.
No.
It's upper right.
No, it's not upper.
What do you mean? What is it, mid right?
In the middle.
It's kind of upper.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's not total mid
right. It's on the right.
It's on the right.
It's on the right. It's the long one on the right.
But isn't...
That's Mississippi,
bro. Is it up by NY? Is it... Kind of right by?
No.
It's kind of near.
It's near, but it's above Virginia.
Oh, it's right above like Virginia, West Virginia, right above there.
And that's why I said I'd get within a state or two.
In Kentucky, right? It's just above Kentucky. Creeps over to Ohio.
Well, I found a new segment for the podcast, Learn Our Geography.
Yeah. It's tough.
Break out the maps.
Where do we live? Bam, bam, bam.
I don't know where New Hampshire... New England is a whole mystery to me.
New England is not a state.
Like, the fact that New York State is all that, and then Manhattan is just that little tail...
Yeah.
...blew my mind the first time I figured it out. I was like...
Bro, you gotta learn your boroughs,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, boogie down. Get the fuck out of here.
The zoo.
I'm good.
I haven't spent much time... in upstate New York. Is Cornell in upstate New York?
Hey, you know what? It probably might be.
It sounds like it.
It probably might be.
Chances are it could be.
Totally could be.
I did stand up in Cornell and a few times actually. And it's cool because it's like a really nice, I think, Ivy League school. Yeah, it's Ivy League school.
Yeah, it's Ivy League.
And as you're driving in, both times I performed there, they've been like, you know, this is the number one suicide rate per capita.
Whoa.
We get it every year.
Really?
Dude, that's like when you go to New Orleans and they're like, we have the most liver transplants. You're like, well, yeah.
They like, there's a banner right when you get out off your airplane.
Yeah. So tight.
That's like the most obese state. There's always a battle for that. They're like, we got it.
Woo! We got it this year.
We alligator. No, the entire thing.
Yeah, it's so weird how people could wear that as a badge of honor.
Like, look, when that's all you have, when you're the most at something, you gotta fucking rock it.
Well, Blake bringing up that troublesome email reminds me of, remember that time I came in the Workaholics writer's room and I was like 3 hours late or something? And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm so late. Actually, the craziest thing happened to me last night and this morning. And you guys were like, okay, what, traffic or something?
Again, another big poo-poo.
Okay, we'll do it again. What happened, Adam? What happened? Another crazy night.
Okay. And... the night before, me and Blake were roommates. Blake's ex comes to me and is like, hey, Adam, some weird guy gave me this envelope to give to you, told me not to look in it. And I go, yeah, I don't know. It must be my manager's office or my agent's office or something with a script.
Something Hollywood.
Residuals.
Yeah, it's part of my team.
I don't know. Seems Hollywood. I open it up and it was a letter from the guy that said... of like the LA County person that lets you know if you have AIDS.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this story?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
And so I try to call. I call in the office right away. It was too late. I got home late at night. He opens up his office at 9 a.m. So at 9 a.m., I'm like, I can't sleep. I think I have AIDS.
The AIDS.
And so the AIDS, capital A, capital I. I think both capital D and S.
All stand for something.
It all stands for something. Not sure. No way to tell.
Adam, you idiot. You done sexed your life away.
Adam, the idiot, done sexed his life
away. Sexed his life away.
I think that's what it is.
So the next morning, I like can't sleep at all. I call in and get a hold of the guy. And he's like, as I'm sure you know, you've tested positive for HIV.
So crazy.
The HIV virus, I guess. And I'm like, hold up now. What's that? No, I didn't. And I had gotten a STD test in Omaha, Nebraska when I was back home visiting my family. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to my local doctor, just get the whole gamut of tests.
Right.
It's a safe thing to do in your early 20s. Yeah,
for old time's sake, when you're home, you're like.
Yeah, I was like, you know, 24 or something. I was like, all right. And so I did that in Omaha. And then I go, and this is in California where this is happening. And he's like, well, you have AIDS. I'm like, I do not. And he goes, you do. And that's the first stage of denial, is saying you don't have it.
We're here for you. We're here for you. It's very common.
And we're here for you. And I will drive over to your house right now to talk to you about it. And I'm like, you do not have to do that. I do not have AIDS. I just got tested by my doctor back home. He says, I'm all good. I'm in the clear. And he goes, he says that you have AIDS. Or HIV. And so I call my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse goes, what the fuck? When I tell her this story, she said, what the fuck?
Wow.
Tight nurse. What
the fuck?
And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, hang on. Puts me on hold for like 10 minutes. The scariest 10 minutes of my life, the whole time. Exactly. Where I'm just thinking, I have AIDS. My whole life is turned upside down. I could die.
Right.
And they came back on the line. They're like, the doctor won't speak with you.
He's pissed.
Because he thinks that I'm going to sue him.
Right.
And I go, well, do I have AIDS? And they're like,
right.
No, from the test that we took from you, you do not have AIDS or any STD.
Right.
And
or anything.
And I go, what the fuck?
She's like, that's what I said.
Yeah. Somehow they sent over that I have AIDS to California. No idea how this happened.
Yeah.
The most insane thing. I probably could have sued for a fortune.
Right.
And that's why the doctor didn't talk to me. And then I talked to this guy again, and he like still didn't believe me. And then I got like a STD test the next day, and I was all good.
Right.
So it did come from your doctor in Omaha. You didn't get tested in California also, right?
My doctor said that I had AIDS.
Dude, that's so scary.
We got to get to the bottom of this. Yep. And I'm glad we're putting it out there on the podcast so that the millions of listeners can get to the bottom of this. Because what the fuck?
Millions. Billions, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my B.
I mean, you're probably not the only person who's been misdiagnosed with HIV.
I mean, that's just so frightening.
What the fuck?
What was so scary is it wasn't a practical joke. It wasn't like I came in the office and you guys were like, gotcha,
that
bitch.
Been pretty sick.
Which would have been
amazing.
An elite level slam. Like, I looked up via the Google that this guy is the guy to tell you that you have HIV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we set up that page.
Official letterhead, like the whole thing. It was absolutely terrifying.
I mean, anytime you go in for any kind of STD test, it's extremely nerve-wracking. Even if you know you've been good, as soon as you take the test, you're like, I've got something. I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, yeah, dude.
Yep.
Anytime you've ever like itched your balls, you're like, that's something.
That's something. Oh, man.
I can tell.
Yeah, for sure. I remember working at like BJ's Pizza, allegedly, and just like after taking the STD test, and I'm like, my dick just does not feel good. There's like crystals in it or something.
Uh-huh. I got the one STD that produces crystals. That's so sick.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sea monkeys and something.
Well, you look up and then you Google like my dick feels like it has crystals, and you Google it and it's like, sure enough, that is something.
Gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah, anytime there's any sort of sickness.
Crystallization in the shaft of your cock. For sure. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. That is, that's herpes simplex Q.
Herpes syntax.
Syntax.
What's the Q?
Complex, huh?
Syntext, what?
I'm coming rocks. I'm coming rocks. Siri, I'm coming rocks.
Is that a problem?
Hey, coming rocks. But it shouldn't have rocks.
Right.
Hey, what's up? I'm Blake Anderson. I'm here to talk about...
coming rocks, but it shouldn't have rocks.
Herpes syntax Q. It's not a game.
Definitely not a game to play with.
Not a game.
Rocks hurt. It really hurts. There you come.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
But rocks rip your dick hole.
Oh my God, that guy is sick over there. He's sick. He's twisted.
This is when we need soundboards.
Alrighty then.
He said it, not me.
Allegedly.
You know, my dad had to like, he passed out because he had like a heart thing when he was in Barnes & Noble. He passed out and he had to go to the hospital. This was like when we were filming House Party New Orleans edition.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my mom was freaking. They got the ambulance there. They took him to the hospital. They looked him over and then they were like, you're good. And my dad was like,
he's lying.
What's up? He was like, what the fuck? I'm not good. I just passed out. And they left. And then like, you know, they did a little bit of research on the Googs. And they were looking at it and they're like, that doctor was wrong, like completely wrong. Like, this is horrible. So they go back to the doctor. They send him home again. They go back again and they're like, oh, you have massive clogs in three of your arteries and you have to have a stint and a fucking whatever the defibrillator thing put into your body so that if it happens again, it's so likely that if it happens again, it's going to go ahead and pop. pop you up.
Gagoosh.
My God.
Yeah. And they fucking sent his ass home.
I thought you were going to say he went to the hospital and he was like, hey, while I'm here, I got these crystals in my dick.
Full crystallization.
He dealt with that in the 70s.
Don't yeah. tell anyone. I'm just here for the heart thing, but if you could just scrape those off.
How it normally happens, though, it's normally like, no, actually, you're fine. And then you're like, I actually do have something that they overlooked.
Right, right, right.
I feel like it's very rare for them to go, you've got stage 4 cancer. And then they look again and they're like, actually, you have no cancer, which essentially was me getting AIDS. You know what I mean?
Stage 1. We were wrong. It's stage 1.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I'm just kind of speaking to how it's like, what the fuck are they doing? They're treating.
Their best, Kyle. They're doing their best.
Are they? Okay. Are they, Blake? That's the question. Are they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm.
Yeah.
Because we sure pay a fuckload for them. We pay a fuckload for them.
Some of
just,
them.
Just go to the right ones. You got to suss them out. Find your good doctors.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, smart.
This is important indeed. My goodness. Men's health.
Everyone out there, find your good doctors.
I'm going to do a real quick early apology for yelling right there. It just reminded me of when I was sad because I thought my dad was really hurt. So that was an early apology.
And that's understandable. And I'm sorry.
Hey, you don't have to apologize about that. Absolutely. You definitely have to apologize about saying suck your dingleberries.
Yep, definitely.
I feel like that is an apology we all need and want.
We'll see if that comes to fruition at the end of this hour.
Mm.
We'll see.
Tune in.
I'm going to dangle that one along.
Everybody listening to the pod, stay tuned.
There we go.
There it is. Ooh. He said that. That was a joke he said.
Yep.
Yeah. What is your Kyle? What does your hat say?
Oh, it says board.
Oh yeah.
And now what is board for the listeners at home?
This is a company called Board Teenager, founded by my good friend Blake Anderson, who has been dressing me since before he had a company. I've been wearing all of his hand-me-downs, all of the stuff that he was going to give to Buffalo Exchange. I got first dibs, and now. It has just progressed to where I get clothes from his company through Zoomies.
Actually, interesting you guys bring that up. Teenage was actually featured in the new documentary, Feels Good Man. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
What is Feels Good Man?
Feels Good Man is about the artist Matt Fury. He's the guy who created Pepe the Frog.
Yeah.
And if you recall, it became a alt-right hate symbol.
My favorite.
I remember that. I really was like, I did not want to subscribe to that bullshit, and I wanted to wear the shirt, but
yes,
I couldn't. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Right. It was like so strange.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Yeah, I remember when that frog became the symbol for hatred.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
I don't even know exactly what it was a symbol for, but why that frog?
I mean, the whole documentary kind of goes in depth about it. You never know with the internet what it's going to latch onto, really. It just kind of,
sure. mm-hmm.
the drawing just encompassed a lot, and it kind of just took fire on like 4chan and spread from there.
I mean, it was just like a meme.
Yeah.
Probably an original meme that was like a hitter. Super funny to the white power community. And then they probably just started making more, right? And using the same frog.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it something like they see something that actually has traction and then they attach a meaning to it because it already has traction. So it's like the meme was fucking hitters. So then some trolls can be like, I'm going to fucking jump onto that right now and make it feel this.
Here, this dude, this is the one that fucking kills me. And now it's like real. And now you're like, well, fuck. The white power thing where they're basically doing the tight butthole from Workaholics sign.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the game where if like you make a circle with your thumb and pointer finger.
Oh, yeah. Pop the bubble.
And you like have it below the belt. And if your friend sees it, you get to punch them. If they pop the bubble, they get to punch you. Now, if you're doing that, people are like, this dude's just doing white power. Like I have photos where I'm like, I'm getting somebody to look down here. And now it just looks like I have hella white power photos. And this is my cover.
the exact same thing. I have photos of like me, like while shooting Modern Family, like I'm doing like the tight butthole thing. And it's like the white supremacists have taken a hold of that. And people are like,
well, what is that?
Like we have Workaholic shirts.
Talking about how I'm alt-right because I have all these old photos of me doing that thing. And I'm like, well, it was a thing before it was a white power
thing.
We
have shirts from Workaholics with the tight butthole thing on them. That's like just fully emblazed on the front.
But it's also, it's only if you subscribe to it. Like the in basketball, like I love going to basketball games. I got season tickets for the Clippers. And when someone shoots a three and makes it, you throw up the three fingers. That's just what everyone does. Everyone's done it for years. And I'm still going to do it. I'm not going to stop doing it because.
But that's like at a basketball arena.
For sure.
Right? So that's in there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't walk around doing it anywhere else, right?
Well, I mean, I might do it while watching a basketball game at a bar or something. You know what I mean? I'm not usually screaming like three just walking down the street.
You might have to start. You might have to start.
Just throw up five.
Just throw up five-pointers.
5 points.
Five-pointer. 5 points.
I just don't know the rules.
I remember when like New Balances were about to be like the fucking white tucked in polo khakis. Like they were like polos and khakis is white supremacy. I'm like, my fucking whole wardrobe. Like, what are we doing here?
Okay, white supremacy thing is blue jeans and any kind of t-shirts and any kind of tennis shoes.
It's just like cultural differences, right? Like the fucking, I'm going to talk about my dad again because.
Break it down.
Oh, God.
Because he made a school in Korea when I was 8 years old. Like he had to go over there and travel.
He made a school?
Yeah, he designed it and they built it for a school over there.
Right.
So we had to go. But in one of his trips, he played Got Your Nose with a kid where you like, you know, pretend to grab the nose and then you hold your thumb out through the through the thing, you know, and it's like, hey, I got your nose right here. And you can see it. But in South Korea, what that symbolizes is the bird. It's like, fuck you. So the kid ran away crying.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, got your nose is fuck you?
Yes.
No, having your thumb through the finger.
Thumb through the finger is the middle finger in South Korea at that time. I don't know if this is in like 93. Maybe it's changed, but that was, I know.
Hilarious. I love that.
Hey, kid, fuck you.
Yeah, he was playing.
Yeah, your dad just punches a kid in the nose and then flips him off.
Mom, he grabbed my nose and then said, fuck you.
Yeah, so we just have those differences now that are seated in our country that we don't even know where the fuck all the states are. So it's like, of course, there's going to be major differences.
That's true. You don't know what they're doing in East Dakota or...
Nah, fucking New Hampshire.
Lower state, New York, Yorkshire.
Yeah, lower New Orleans.
I mean, it's all just about... We're just such the generation that's learning the internet and like any kind of symbolism and all that stuff. It's just kind of crazy. But the documentary's cool. Give it a look-see.
And what is that called again?
Feels Good, Man.
Because that was the original meme, right?
Feels good, man.
That was what Pepe was saying?
That's what the frog Pepe says in the book that he's from, Boys Club.
Ah.
Oh, Boys Club. Mm.
Okay.
It's really funny. It's so funny to see what this all was birthed from. Like in the cartoon, he like pees with his pants all the way down to his ankles. You know how some people do that.
In a urinal?
Some people? Children, right?
Children? Yeah, little kids.
Or very drunk.
Well, and his roommate's like, why do you pee like that? Yeah, why do you pee like that? He's like, dude, I love when you walk into the public restroom and a homie is busting out all the way to the ankle.
It is a strong move. You know that dude's got jokes.
That dude's got something.
Wait, explain this meme, the one where the dude's got the fucking draws at the ankles?
Oh, that's just what happens on the comic book is like his roommate walks in and he catches Pepe peeing that way and he's like, why do you pee with your pants all the way to your ankles? And he just says, feels good, man. Yeah. And that's it.
And then that became the international symbol of the alt-right.
And the alt-right, slowly. Like, you know what? It does feel good to have hatred and bigotry in our heart.
Right.
Wouldn't that just be, like, the cuck symbol for, like, you're like, look at this fucking bitch pees with his fucking pants and his ankles?
I mean, dude, I mean, it's taken out of context. It's, like, just the one picture of...
Oh, context is done, right?
Yeah, it's hard to track. It's hard to track context
down.
Well,
that's how it all starts.
You can't even find out your context. It's impossible.
It's hard to track.
It's actually really hard.
It's very hard.
Like when people get in talking about blackface and they're like, well, the context,
oh boy.
We know the joke. We know that it's bad and that's why we did it on the show. And it's like, well, you still did it to do the joke. So don't. Like, it doesn't matter about the context because the context of the real context is deeper than your context of your show for 20 minutes or whatever. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Holler.
Who knows? I take it back. I'm wearing blackface.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to say something.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you almost went for it.
This is a charged up ep. This is important, my goodness.
God damn, this is important.
It is important. You know what I heard? Allegedly that three-finger, the tight butthole switch to white power was a joke that backfired.
I need more. What does it mean?
I can't cite it. I can't, like, I just heard that allegedly somebody...
It's fine, just make it up.
What's the context?
Allegedly somebody put out that the three fingers up in the air is the W for white power or...
Well, it's a W and a P. Because the thing
oh,
makes
the is that what it is? Yeah.
But
oh,
I, okay. I did hear that allegedly that it was a joke that somebody put out to say how absurd this is. That you can take something as simple as like, A-okay, man.
Oh, sure.
And turn it into a white power symbol, just like Pepe, trying to actually do right. The Pepe. But the joke, the satire, actually became reality. And this is what I think, that's why context is out. Any satirization in comedy is fucking dead. You cannot do a satire anymore.
It's not. It is. I think it is that it forms a WP.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line. It's sort of how we were walking the line with Workaholics of like satirizing like bro culture, because that is us to an extent, but obviously not as far as we took it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then people would meet us in public and think that we are... That I am Adam DeMamp, you know, just a total fucking lose your mind maniac.
Right. And you're a totally different person. Your name's Adam right. Divine.
Divine. Different guy. And I don't totally lose my mind. I'm halfway there.
How about when we came up with the idea of Stan Halen to kind of illustrate how we're not what that is?
Well, let's explain.
Well, so Stan Halen, the ultimate frat bro possible in an episode of Workaholics, and the guys are like, oh, we wanted to be in a fraternity, but nobody wanted us to be in one.
Yeah.
He's a sales rep for Oakley.
There's that. He wears golf gear constantly.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be like him and then found out that we just couldn't chug vodka up our buttholes and like tap each other's dicks constantly. And Stan Halen became everyone's favorite character. I will say that might have been because the actor who played him is super funny. Will Greenberg.
He's a legend.
Yeah, Will Greenberg.
Yeah, that's why like when Taika come out with fucking Jojo Rabbit, in the actual trailer, it says like in big bold letters, a satire for the ages. Like it has to, you have to really put the context of a satire out there in order for people to understand it. Because if you don't.
That is satire isn't dead because Taika was just able to do it and make it work.
Yeah, but satire is not really supposed to be holding to saying that it's a satire. You're supposed to be able to look at it and be like, that's so fucking absurd. That's obviously a satire. That's right. The fun of it.
Well, and admittedly, people were bummed out about the depiction of Hitler being like kind of a kooky, fun best friend character.
Right. Right.
You know, I remember when that movie first came out, people were like up in arms when you're like, well, obviously this is a delusional little kid's daydream and it's a satire, but you know, people be offended.
But you have to really throw it out there. You have to throw it in people's faces or to cover yourself, basically. Otherwise, you're going to get like, you know, mobbed on.
I mean, there's a healthy thing happening with the internet and social media that's like, I would call like a global empathy, where now you're exposed to everybody that you may have not have been exposed to before and you would joke about it. And now it's like, actually, hey, that hurts me and 10,000 other people's feelings. And you're like, that's a lot of people. Maybe not on Earth, but like if all of a sudden 10,000 people showed up on your street to knock on your door and say, dude, you just fucking dissed me and everything like about me, you'd be like, oh, okay, my bad. So like,
yeah, it's so true. It makes you think twice about the jokes you're spitting, you know, like, and you really got to come from a place that is universal, like dingleberries and farts and stuff. You know what I mean?
Hey, everyone loved that. I think they're all replaying that right now.
I feel like we'd get 10,000 people at the opening of this podcast being like, you know what? I was offended by you saying you want to suck my dingleberries of my hee-haw.
I was born with a hee-haw and was teased constantly about it.
Stop kink shaming me, man.
Oh, that's true. You can't kink shame.
Don't kink shame me.
No.
Don't you dare.
You can't kink shame.
That is my kink. I like to be shamed.
Yeah.
That's my kink.
Oh, see, my kink is shame, so try it.
So, yeah, please. Mm. Yeah, it could go any which way, baby.
You think there's a guy out there named Kink Shame? It's like, he's got to, like, correct people. Hey, it's me, King Shane with an N.
Well, what kind of name is a kink?
Shane.
Also, yeah, his first name's Kink, and
whose first name is Kink?
No. I'm saying, like, he's into it. He's into kinky stuff. So he's like online. He's like, welcome to Kink Shane. And they're like, well, what?
I don't know. That's a reach. I think he'd be called Kinky Shane.
Let me save this for my other podcast.
Yeah.
Do the four of us get an OnlyFans? And I'm serious about this. Make some extra coin during the pandemic, kind of get through this time, 2020.
What is it? Can you explain to me what an OnlyFans is? Because I don't know. I have no idea.
OnlyFans, I don't want to go behind the paywall because then that's a slippery slope. And I don't want to like lose the house and have to explain to my fiance that the reason we have to sell the home is because I'm watching people jerk off on the internet.
Oh, this is a porno thing?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think it initially was supposed to be that.
It's an anything.
Was supposed to be like, I do magic tricks. Watch me on OnlyFans.
Well, where
my fans can come and help support me.
It's evolving.
And then, like most things that happen on the internet,
it evolves.
It evolves.
It devolves into people jerking off. And so I think that's...
And getting paid. Yeah, yeah.
And getting paid. And like the big story was Bella Thorne, who is an actress. She's been in a bunch of movies. She was like a Disney kid, I think.
Disney girl, yeah.
And she went on there and she was like, pay me $200 extra and you can see all of my hot nudes. And then all these like horny fucking dudes were like, yeah, okay. And she made $2 million in a day.
Wow.
Wait a second. I want to say allegedly in there. I think the whole thing she said was she's going to go on Fans Only and not show anything, but you'll get to see something that nobody else will get to see, which is like her daily routine or whatever.
From what I read, she was saying that from what I purchased and paid $200 for, she said that there was going to be nudes, and then people went on there and there wasn't nudes.
I want you to be the Google guy. She said there's not going to be.
Well, this is a big crux to the story.
So she made $2 million off of a miscommunication, and I'm saying, yeah, let's join this motherfucker.
In a day.
Yes.
Let's miscommunicate.
As long as we rubber band our dicks together.
We will not rubber band our dicks together for an extra $250.
A bouquet of ding dong?
We will not suck each other's dingleberries for an extra $250. We will not. I said not. It was in a small font, but it's written smaller font.
Oh, God. Alrighty then.
Adam's got his serious detective face on. He's looking this up. He's like,
yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she promised no clothes nudity.
No clothes nudity.
That's a weird way to phrase that.
Right?
Yes. It was $200 to go past her regular PG-13 account, which essentially was just she was repurposing photos from her Instagram, supposedly. And then there was a $200 photo set that subscribers could get that with the promise of, in quotations, no clothes nudity. So she was saying, yo, I'm going to take my pants off and, you know, show you guys my wink wah.
Oh, wink wah, wink wah. So what is clothed nudity, though? Like, what the hell are they trying to say right there?
You know.
I don't think it was any. It's just this girl. She might not be great with words. I don't know. She just wrote no clothes nudity. I don't think she's on OnlyFans. She's not
a doctor.
She's just trying to show her tits and ass for some money. And guess what? It worked at the tune of 2 milli for a day.
Applaud him.
Well, yeah.
And also Plaxico Burress, the ex-football star who shot himself in the dick. Right? Isn't that the guy that shot himself in the dick, Blakey?
He did?
Yeah. He was like at a nightclub.
I don't think it was his dick. I think it was his foot. But his gun definitely did go off in a strip club or something.
Yeah, his gun, he had it strapped in his waistband and it went off and he shot himself and got in all kinds of trouble, you know, missed games and all kinds of stuff from the NFL. He's on OnlyFans too. So I'm like, what is this guy doing? Is this guy jerking off?
Well, so yeah, so like, what is this? This is like Cameo, but porno is allowed on it and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
For now.
Cameo's strange anyways. Like Cameo is like...
Are you on Cameo, Kyle?
No. No, I thought about it.
Oh, man, I would pay for that. I would like a cameo from Kyle.
I'd pay for that, too. I would spend all my money just getting you to say, greetings, Adam. Giving me little pep talks throughout the day.
Greetings, Adam. Dude, yeah, I thought about it, but then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. It seems pretty wacky. You think I should do it?
Yours would be good.
Yeah, I think you'd be
Yours would be worth it.
I think you'd be really good at
Yeah. You'd be at least as good as Brett Favre.
Jeez, everybody has one.
It is weird how many people have one when you're like, Brett Favre, do you need the extra $100 or $200 or $500 or whatever it is per video? Like, he's rich as hell. I understand some celebrities are like, you know what? An extra however many grand a month would really help out. But for Brett Favre, for sure, if he didn't just totally blow his money on OnlyFans accounts, he should have enough to not do the cameo.
I also think he might charge like a lot. Some people charge quite a bit.
I think there's a cap on how much you can actually charge, though.
I don't know if there is. There's a recommendation of it because I'm not going to lie. I looked at it. I was like, how, when it first came out, I'm like, how much can I make just, you know, slanging words? Like, that's a lot of dough. But yeah, I think like people like Caitlyn Jenner, she charges like $2,000, $2,500, something like that. Every time she says happy birthday to someone.
Jeez.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Well, I'll do it for $50,000 per happy birthday.
That's a lot of dough.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'd do it for that.
Yeah.
Just the only people who ask you for happy birthday messages are like sultans.
Are just billionaires. Yeah. And it never happens. It never even one time.
Yeah, still waiting. I've got some good happy birthdays
any
waiting.
Any day now. Any day now. Ready to say happy birthday. It looks like we lost Durzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed about that.
Durzy is on a little vacation. In the woods. All there he is. All right. And he's back.
Oh, here we go.
We just realized we had lost you.
Can you hear me?
See.
Yeah, we asked you a question and you didn't answer. And we're like, that's very
dude,
telling.
Dude, he's mad.
He's so pissed.
She said she did not want show those things, right, Greg?
We're back on the Bella?
Correct.
She did not show the nudity, no. Bella Thorne.
Okay, and what's your question?
We were talking about Cameo because we were talking about how it's weird. Like, this is just the porno version of Cameo.
Yeah, it is. Cameo, man. You know what? I don't like people doing Cameo, getting old ex-famous people or whatever to do Cameo so they can kind of like clown on them. It's fucking gross. I don't like it.
That being said, I definitely want Biz Markie to intro the podcast at some point.
For sure. Biz Markie
and
is...
we're not going to be clowning. I'll say that. There's no clowning here. We're getting people that we are fans of. I will say...
I just want to finish my sentence, which was that Biz Markie is in the hospital and maybe be dying right now.
Really?
Oh, is he?
Really?
Just a heads up on that one.
What's up with Biz Markie?
Oh, no. Biz.
I think he's just got health issues. He's a big guy.
Oh, man.
He's getting up there.
It's not COVID, is it?
I don't think it's COVID related, but yeah, I think he had diabetes in the past. So we hope he heals up, but yes,
oh, dang.
To get him, but I want to get him on the up and up.
Yeah. You can beat diabetes.
You can beat diabetes.
Sure. Yeah.
Like if you had it in the past, can you not have diabetes?
Well, you can maintain.
I'm saying like, I remember him announcing like he had diabetes.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Allegedly.
I didn't know that you could, if you could, I didn't know you could like, you know, put diabetes into remission or however you want to describe that.
Yeah. You do insulin and all that shit.
Oh, it's just, it's managed. Oh, I see.
Yeah, prick the thumb.
Yes.
And at that point, it's no longer a threat to your temple.
Well, no, you just got to like not be sipping a gang of orange juice or whatever.
Yeah. You got to watch your shugs.
Yeah. You got to just tolerate the shugs.
Watch your shugs, baby.
Maintain the shugs. Mm-hmm. I'm on Cameo right now. And I'll say that there's not a lot of people that you recognize. There's people that are like an actor so far down the call sheet on a possible show that there's no way that you know who they are.
Eric Griffin.
Is E. Griff up on here?
The Griff.
Oh, yeah.
He for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then for sure we have to pay Eric Griffin to.
Oh, for sure.
Well, how much is he?
Yeah, let's see how much E. Griff is. $75, but he will chat with you for $2.99. Well, guess what he's going to be doing on the next podcast? We're getting him and we're chatting up some E. Griff.
That'll be the best $2.99. Oh, $299. No, let's not do that.
Yeah. How long's the chat? Like, what's the. Does he got a cap on it?
No, $2.99. It literally is $2.99.
Per minute?
Probably a minute. I don't
know. Whoa, that is such a strange way of thinking about this celebrity. Like, it's like phone sex when we were kids. Like,
yeah, and you could just chat.
Wait a second. It's like phone sex when we were kids.
Yeah. What? Like, when you would be like,
well, I know what you're talking about. It was like,
yeah, you get a hold of a credit card, you dial it in.
Dial 1-900 hot.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
And then you were like,
hot whammy blammies.
Like, for only $1.99 a minute, I will. And like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Wait, will the boys have conquered, Kyle and Blake? Will you tell everyone out there about the number you would call to find out the time?
Oh, multiple Mona.
Mona?
Yeah. Multiple, it was Mona.
Mona. Baby. Yeah, you could, because what was the thing? You used to be able to call a thing called like popcorn.
Yeah, it was like 676-1111 or 1234. It spelled like popcorn. And this one was like 767-1234. They switched some, it was like a joke.
Just stop talking about it and explain.
You call it. So popcorn, you call and you got the time. It was say at the beep, the Pacific right. Standard Time is this. That's the context.
Back in the day when nobody had a fucking cell phone that was all synced up to the same thing, you had a watch and you would have to call a number and it would say at the tone, the time is exactly blah. And you would go boop and synchronize your watch. But in Concord, you had
Mona.
Yeah, some sick person in the Bay Area made Mona. That would be like at in two. What is it?
Oh my God. Wow.
At the sound of the moan, it'll be 2 o'clock.
But she would say, at the sound of the moan, it will be 4:30.
Right.
And that's how you got your time.
So tight.
And it was free, and you could call and beat off to that.
Because you know that was happening. Yeah, man. You call it from the house phone. They're like, Mom picks up the line. Mom, I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
At the sound of the moan, it's 4:30.
Dude, I called that number so many times outside of Mountain Mike's Pizza just to confirm that she was saying sex instead of six. And that was like the fucking hottest thing to 8-year-old me.
Also, whose mom did that? She was such a trooper. Shout out to Mona.
Trooper.
Man. You really killed it. A pioneer.
It was 1-800 or 1-900.
It was a local number.
Yeah, it had to be free, right? No one's paying for
it. It was just
that.
A local number. It was like
so tight.
Yeah, it was like 925.
You just call it.
It was the homie's mom. It was the neighbor mom.
You know it was a guy.
No.
At the town.
No. Sure, it was a dude who's like, the mound.
Yeah, this is San Francisco. People were pulling some wool over eyes.
There's no way.
That's
There's no way.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no way you take
it
back.
It was so dope. You guys didn't have that? That's
Don't assume Mona's gender.
You didn't have a sex version of popcorn?
I don't remember one. Adam, do you?
In Omaha, that really didn't take hold. No.
There should be sex versions of everything.
While we're talking about early porno, did you guys ever do the scrambled porn or what? Did you guys have that?
Of course.
Well, do it. Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Like, you know.
You mean shoot scrambled porn?
No, like did you watch it?
Yes, right. Obviously.
The Spice Channel.
Obviously.
Where you eat eggs and watch porn? Yes. What?
Scrambled. Thank you.
Where you could cross your eyes and then, because it would split it down the middle, so it would be like the opposite sides. But if you crossed your eyes, it would line up kind of right.
Yep. After like 10 p.m.
Yeah. It'd still be like blurry.
Well, I feel like some like younger people don't even know what this is. So back in the day, cable, there would be like the
went off.
Cable turned off. There was like, it was like channel 300 or something, and it was all scrambled porn.
Spice Channel.
And it would be like lines through it, and you could tell something's going on, and every once in a while it would reset, and you would get to see some hot, hot Cinemax porn action.
But sometimes they were like in like different colors, like a light blue or like green or something like that. But it was still coming in good enough to go ahead and...
And it was weird how like different friends' houses got worse or better signals. So I remember my friend Ryan, he got like a great signal in his basement. So it was just like 10 of us, 13-year-old boys, just like kicking it in his basement, just going like, I think I saw one!
And to be clear, the audio was just regular.
That's true.
So you were hearing people fucking,
yep,
but you just couldn't see it.
Yep. You knew what the setting was. Like you could hear jail cell doors close and you're like, oh, we're in a jail. Okay, I know what those bars are.
It was mad erotic. Okay.
You know where that's going, 7-year-old you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope I know where it's going because I know where I'm going.
Yep. Spice Channel, baby. I'm looking up Spice Channel merch. There is the sickest snapback.
Oh, tight.
Oh, my gosh. $75.
You need that.
I might have to cop that. The Spice Channel.
I remember rocking a Pornhub hat for like a week and then just being like, nah.
Oh, yeah.
Spice Channel is way classier.
Well, remember when Brazzers? How do they say it?
I think it depends if you're from upstate New York or lower state.
Brazzers.
Yeah, Brazzers makes it sound a little fancy. Brazzers, the porn site, gave us like a ton of free merch at one point, which was really cool of them.
That was before everything.
Yeah, that was before Workaholics, before anything. We were just doing like, we did like a dumb, actually pretty funny YouTube video where we were the bang bus, if you guys remember that, where they were just like pull up and meet a chick and then be like, you want to fuck? And then of course she did in the porno and then they would in the back. And we did it to where we pulled up and then the girl gets in and she's like obviously down and then we're too afraid to make any sort of moves.
Wait, hang on. No, she was not down and we were just like, well, we're not going to initiate either.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then we're like, after as soon as she leaves, we're like, we could have totally banged her. Whoa.
Yeah, you basically just gave her a ride.
Once again, satirizing like dumb bro culture.
Right.
And then Brazzer saw it and was like, hey, these guys need to get merched up. They're flying this porno flag.
Yep. Is it safe to say we're the most well-known satirizers?
Yes.
Satirists of our time?
A lot of people say that. A lot of my, as Trump always says, a lot of my really good friends say that we are the greatest and best satirizers of all time.
Many people.
Who is his friend? This is for real. Who is Trump's friend? Who's that guy's homie that you're like, oh yeah.
Who's constantly just gassing him up. Who's just like, yo, Don, you are the
who's
greatest,
his guy?
Smartest.
Giuliani.
Who? Hannity?
Hannity, I hear that he talks to Hannity like fucking hour and a half every day.
But we're really good friends, and I feel like we're very positive with each other. And like when something good happens to one of us, we're all like, hell yeah, man, good work. I'm stoked for you. But I've never had one of you like just corner me and been like, yo, Adam, you are the most honorable, most righteous man of all time.
Honestly, dude, I was scared to, but I just want to say this right here, right now. I'll do it another time. Forget it. It's cool.
Oh, I thought it was going to happen.
I just can't.
And as an apology that I would like to give, I would like to say, I'm sorry for not gassing you up more. I want to be like President Donnie's homeboy, who's always gassing him up, saying positive ass things to him, giving him the ego that he obviously needed in order to become president. I'm trying to gas you guys up and be that positive.
The hype man. Be the hype man.
Yeah. Yeah, be the hype man in your life that gets you juiced, that gets you jazzed and ready to take on the day.
I would love that. Yeah, go ahead. Hit us up.
Durs, you're one of the most honorable men. You are my moral compass. Love you, homie. Blake, holy shit, dude.
You could be charging this on Cameo.
No, this is all for free.
This is OnlyFans.
My friend are just a beloved figure and one of the greatest men of all time. Yeah. Kyle? What's up, dude?
What's up?
That's what's up.
Kyle, you are here, too.
You are also here.
Hit me with something. Gas me up.
And also with you.
Kyle.
Gas me up.
Yeah. Like I said, Blake,
right.
Love you, dude. You are truly one of the blessed men of
gas
the world.
Me up.
Oh, that's nice. That's
And dope. Kyle.
Gas me up.
Also, you know. Do you? You always do you.
That's
man.
Sick. Thank Hell you, bro. Yeah. Thank you. I'm gassed. I'm so gassed. I'm going to stay me. I'm so gassed.
Dude, stay you, dude.
I'm so gassed. Yes. I'm so gassed right now. I'm staying me.
Fucking gassed up.
I'm gassed, dude.
Fuck, I'm gassed.
Always going to be me.
Oh, I'm ready to run for prez. I'm so gassed.
Damn, my bro just gassed me up, bro. Gassed.
So does anyone have any take-backs, apologies, or compliments, gang? It's about that time.
I got a compliment. It was just a real easy chat today, guys. I know I got kicked off for about 2 minutes because of Zoom. Stock must be plummeting. But it's good to hear from you guys.
It really is good to hear from you. I'm glad you're safe, you know, from those fires. And, you know, keep an eye out because that would be, I'll admit, and I don't know how you guys feel, I'd be pretty peeved if you guys all burned alive, you and your family.
I'm gassed up again, dog. I'm going to consider that a gas.
Suck.
Yeah, I'm gassing you up. Get the hell gas up the truck and get the hell out of there.
I would like to go ahead and take back the Dingleberries. I just could have used a more unique word and been myself rather than using a word.
No, I think you were yourself. I want you to take back what? That apology.
Wait, what?
Because you sucking on dingleberries? That's you, Kyle.
No, I'm talking about the use of the dingleberry word. I could have come up with a better, like, wing whammy flappy. You know what I mean? Like, something new and fresh. Like, I'd use dingleberry, and that's where I think...
It was too vulgar for our fans.
I just think it drew a parallel that people already knew, and it painted me in a corner that I wasn't trying to go, but I did take ownership of it, and I rolled with it.
Right.
It's sucking dingleberries. You know what I mean?
Nice. But was it a satirization? Did you satirize something?
As we always do.
As we constantly are.
My life is a satire.
Then it works. Then it works.
All right. Well, I'm gassed. Fucking gassed, dog.
Stay gassed.
That was a take back or an apology? I just need to, for the records.
Yeah, that was actually a take back that turned into a non-apology because Adam thought that my take back was an apology. And so I'd like, maybe he wants to take back the fact that he thought it was an apology because it was actually a take back.
And I would like to compliment you for taking back your apology.
Okay. Oh. It was not an apology.
And also compliment myself for making you compliment your take back.
Oh, I want to compliment Adam for gassing me. All right. That's the final answer.
Anytime.
That's incredible.
That's on the record. Compliment gas.
And that's on the record.
That's incredible.
Blake, Blaze. Any take backs, apologies, or compliments?
You know what? I want to apologize to all the listeners. I keep mentioning the soundboard, and it's my own fault. I feel like I'm lazy. I need to pull some clips, but there will be a lot of alrighty thens coming real soon.
Stop them. You can better hope to contain them.
Gas me up.
Thank you, God.
So expect a lot of yeah babies coming your way.
Next time on
This Is Important.
This is important. It's important. Bye guys.